There is a multiplicity of quote-unquote pastors slash preachers across the country that have gotten on board with this anti-Second Amendment theme. In fact, they talk a lot about the banning of assault rifles, the AR-15, and even some of that is a misnomer to call that particular weapon specifically an assault rifle. But what would you say, in all of your years of experience, what would be the message you could communicate to pastors, to preachers, with respect to this issue of the Second Amendment? Because I believe, Sam believes, Gary believes, I know you believe, they are very misled when they speak out against our Second Amendment liberty.
On our website at gunowners.org, we have a in our fact sheet section a piece called What Does the Bible Say About Gun Control? And one pastor quipped one time, oh, I didn't know the word gun was in the Bible. And if I had been a little quicker while I was with him, I would have said, oh, well, indeed, and the word Trinity's not in the Bible either. But I think we both believe that they are quite valid concepts. So the idea in the paper that you can find, What Does the Bible Say About Gun Control, is you go through the Old Testament and you see time after time where lethal force is used in justifiable situations to deprive the evil people in the world of their ability to carry out their intentions. And in fact, there's a general concept expressed that kind of covers all of that, those specific examples. In one of the Proverbs, it says, for the righteous to give way to the wicked is the same as a murky spring or a polluted well. In other words, God, if it were possible, it would make God throw up. The righteous of the world, the people that God has given gift of life, we're not here on our own. We're creatures made by the God we worship. And for us to just say, oh, here, I'm too good to use violence to protect the gift of life that God has given to me. Here, bad guy, you just take it because I'm a pacifist. Well, I think that's very insulting to everything we read in Scripture. And I don't think, you know, that God may let you turn your life over, but you're not going to have an especially shiny crown in heaven because of it. You'll just be dead.
Well, that's a very interesting way to put it. You'll just be dead. And I think that this whole concept is being twisted, and I'm sad to hear that it's twisted by pastors in the pulpit, and we know that it is.